You're listening to In The Groove here on lgradio.online with me, Leo Green. I've selected some classic jazz recordings from my collection to share with you today in this episode, so you're very welcome along. Thanks for listening in. Now, we get going in this episode with a tune that celebrates its 80th birthday, written by the tenor sax legend Lester Young for a Count Basie recording session in 1940. It was featured recently on the Robert Altman movie KC After Dark, which attempted to capture the jam session scene in Kansas City in the 30s and 40s. Utilizing today's jazz styles to reenact those classic jam sessions, the soundtrack album is fantastic. Anyway, it features this version of Lester Young's 1940 classic. Featuring the battling saxophones of Joshua Redman and James Carter with Don Bryan on clarinet, that was Tickletoe getting us going. So welcome along, hope all's well with you, and thanks for tuning in to our visit to some of the greatest jazz recordings of all time here on lgradio.online. We heard from the alto player Cannonball Adderley in our last episode of In the Groove, which, don't forget, is available to listen again via our Listen Again page on the website. Anyway, here's something from an album he recorded with the great bass player Ray Brown over a couple of days at the start of 1962 in New York. And there's some absolute gems on there, including this one, which his brother Nat had written a couple of years previously. Many of his compositions became standards, still played by musicians all over the world today. Here is one of his most famous from his brother Cannonball's historic New York sessions from 1962.
Thank you.
With his brother's composition, Work Song, here on In the Groove with me, Leo Green. A very different style now as we tip our hat to one of the greatest New Orleans players of all time, Sidney Bechet. Now, although mainly a swinging Dixie player, Sidney is also the grandfather of the jazz soprano sax, an instrument which, if in the wrong hands, can very easily resemble the sound of a farmyard animal in the middle of labour. Add to that the challenge of playing Dixieland music without it sounding corny and annoying, and the list of soprano playing Dixieland jazz musicians who don't inspire us to put our heads into the nearest washing machine is perhaps reassuringly a short one. One of the few musicians who do not fall into that category is a man who Bechet taught from a very early age and declared him the carrier of the torch. The generosity was never forgotten by the small boy, who went on to become one of jazz's big names himself, dedicating much of his working life to ensure that Bechet's legacy was never forgotten, making dozens of albums celebrating the style and influence and musical significance of Sidney Bechet, like this one, which I'm proud to say I have in my collection as a crackly old vinyl record, because I can't find this anywhere on CD or available digitally online. This was recorded, by the way, in Bechet's club in New York in January of 1981. Complete with crackles and pops from my vinyl collection. That's the great Bob Wilber and his band captured live one night in New York in the early 1980s. Do let me know what you were up to then, or if you saw any of these artists that we're featuring in these shows. I'd love to hear from you. If not, you can just send in any requests or dedications. You can send me a message via the message board, of course, on the website, Or if you'd rather, you can send me an email directly. The address is info@lgradio.online. We began today with a recording from the soundtrack of the movie Kansas City After Dark, which featured the tenor sax player Joshua Redman. Joshua is the son of the trumpet great Dewey and is also one of the very best around in the world today. He's a fantastic mix of old and new with regards his style. He combines a warm sound that wouldn't sound out of place in some of those classic 50s and 60s recordings with a selection of repertoire from more recent years. Here he is with one of his reworkings of one of Eric Clapton's hits. Tenor sax of the great Joshua Redman with Eric Clapton's Tears in Heaven. Time to get in the groove once more today, and this is one of those jazz recordings that, well, it just seems to always put me in a relaxed and happy mood. This one features the muted trumpet of Harry Sweets Edison, whose trumpet can be heard literally on hundreds of Frank Sinatra's recordings, ad-libbing behind the great man's vocals. I met Sweets many, many times, both in my childhood with my late father Benny, and then as an adult, as I began my career as a musician. He was a really generous, warm man who had time for absolutely everyone, and I really treasure the long conversations we shared, more often than not in the wee small hours over a pizza and a beer in either New York or London's respective Soho districts. I can remember one occasion when I'd been booked to play with my own group at a jazz club in New York for the very first time. I was about 19 or 20, and Sweets walked in and sat at a table nodding and smiling kindly at me. In the break, he came over and was his usual charming self, complimenting me and surprisingly enthusiastic about my playing. I was flabbergasted that this man who had played on so many classic recordings had taken time to come and see us. He then said, I'd really like to get up and play with you in the next session, if that's okay, little Benny, which is what he always called me. And sensing I was maybe a little shocked that he wanted to play with us, he alleviated any nerves and put me at my ease immediately by saying, oh, don't worry about that. I just want to test out a new mouthpiece, which was his way, I suppose, of calming the nerves of a young jazz musician. Anyway, he was an amazing man who I really miss every time I hear this song, which is what we played together that amazing night in a New York jazz club in the early 1990s. To finish today, the incomparable, my friend, Harry Sweets Edison. Sweets Edison, you're getting to be a habit with me. Concluding matters for us here on In the Groove with me, Leo Green, on lgradio.online. Thank you very much for listening, and please do visit the website for details on all our shows. This is lgradio.online. Thanks for listening.